real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. A lot of people want God to do certain things for them, like make their problems go away and crunch out evil. It was the same thing in Jesus' day. They expected the Messiah to come when he came to take away their problems and to crunch out evil, to destroy the Roman government and establish peace on earth, right? But that's not why Jesus came. We know that he came as a sin bearer and peace giver, bearing our sin on the cross and giving us peace and reconciliation with God. And so knowing that makes an incredible difference. Now, why were there so many people? We've been talking about Palm Sunday the last few days. Why were there so many people lining the city streets of Jerusalem when Jesus came into town? Because just a few days before then, in a little town by the name of Bethany, 2 miles outside the city walls of Jerusalem, guess what Jesus did? He raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, word travels fast, right? Especially when only 2 miles away, somebody's been raised from the dead. And people could go to see for themselves, this guy who was dead for 4 days now is alive. So people were saying, this has got to be the Messiah. And he's going to do 2 things. Number one, take away our problems and crunch out the evil Roman government. But what does it say in the book of Zechariah that was fulfilled on the day of Palm Sunday? This is what it says about Jesus. This is Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. And again, this is a quote from the book of Zechariah. We talked about that yesterday. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Let's take those words apart. Behold, the king comes to you. First of all, the word behold means, let me get your attention. Take a look at this. This is something you've never seen before. Behold, let me get your attention. Take a look at this. So behold, your king, namely the king, not only the king of the Jews, the king of the Gentiles, but the king of the entire universe. We say that Jesus is the king of kings and Lord of lords. So behold, let me get your attention. The king of all kings is coming. Now, it's interesting that it says here he's coming. He's not sitting up in heaven waiting for people to come to him. He's coming to planet Earth. And why did he do that? To save us. So behold, the king is coming. And then who's he coming to, according to this? To you. So the people of God that lined the city streets of Jerusalem that day, indeed, Jesus was coming for them, but indeed, they didn't know exactly what kind of messianic rule he would establish. He came not to crunch out the Roman government, not to take away people's problems. And my friends, that's what we need to remember now, too. Jesus didn't come to solve all our problems and to take away all our difficulties and crunch out any government in the world that's oppressive, like the Chinese, like the Russian government. And it seems like more and more like the United States government. That's not why Jesus came. Jesus came to set us free from the guilt, power, and punishment of sin. And he did the same thing for the people that lined the city streets of Jerusalem that day. So here's the thing. As I said before, Jesus came as a sin bearer, bearing our sin on the cross, and a peace giver, bringing reconciliation between us and God. This is why he came. So I want to conclude this little message today by saying this. The king, okay, behold, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is coming. He's come already to you. And how wonderful it is that he came not bearing a sword, but bearing peace, bringing peace with one another in the body of Christ and peace with God, so that someday we will behold his face, we will see him as he is, we will share in his glory, we will shine like the sun, we will be in his presence, and behold, when Christ comes back to take us home, we can say, behold, the king is coming to us. Thanks be to God. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.